If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now to our look at conditions on the land. The big dry continued in Northland this week with not a spot of rain to relieve drought conditions. Farmers would normally send their cattle off to the works in these circumstances, but the freezing works are jam-packed and chillers are full of product which hasn't been shipped off to China because of uncertainty around the effects of the Wuhan coronavirus. A consultant told us farmers are doing it tough and would welcome an official drought declaration. Obviously, animal welfare is the most important thing, but not all have the luxury of supplementary feed like maize, silage or palm kernel. Around Pukekohe, a brief shower on Tuesday night was the nearest the district came to receiving some rain. With constant wind flow afterwards, all evidence was soon lost. Preparing dry, hard soils for winter planting only extends to subsoiling. Without rain or irrigation, cultivating the soils to a fine tilth is near impossible. This situation is frustrating and challenging.
Bay of Plenty needs rain too. It's been incredibly dry. There was rain forecast this week, but nothing transpired. Any moisture in the air was sapped by an annoying dry wind, which has slowed the vigour of kiwifruit vines. Final thinning and cleaning up is being done. A consultant wanted to remind farmers and orchardists under pressure they shouldn't forget about organisations like the Rural Support Trust, which can help by providing a truckload of feed, for instance. The dry, hot weather in Waikato is placing pressure on people, stock and supplies of water and feed. There's a bit more on hand in parts of the south, but farmers are working their way through feed crops and silage if they have them. Some maize crops in the ground are showing signs of lack of moisture, which will influence final yields. Cows are holding their condition despite the weather, but a consultant says farmers will have to think about drying off their lighter animals. Milk production is holding at lower levels, but the longer the dry continues, the worse it'll get.
The King Country had some rain this week, but not really enough to do any good. The dry weather has been exacerbated by wind. A farmer told us his lambs are not weighing as good as they should, but they're holding okay. Cattle are being sorted, with fatter ones off to the works. It's been stinking hot as he goes about his jobs like haymaking and general maintenance. It's the same story in Taranaki. Dry and windy conditions are starting to bite and farmers are running out of grass. Our shearmilker has a crop of turnips and silage, though, to keep his cows going after the good spring. But he's looking to once-a-day milking at the end of the month. He's heard of some who are already milking at that lower rate. Most farmers are pregnancy scanning. He's got 100% of his heifers in calf, and the rest of the herd are at a better rate than last year's, which he put down to the good winter and spring conditions.
A long run of 30-plus degrees in Hawke's Bay has put apples at risk of sunburn, and a sunburnt apple becomes a reject. But growers are trying to cool down their orchards, rolling back reflective cloth, keeping the grass long and irrigating to keep losses at bay. Preparations are underway for the Royal Gala harvest, which gets underway next week. A beef farmer we speak to says the hot, dry weather is normal for February in the Bay. He says his feed situation is good and stock are fine, as long as rain comes by the end of February. It's been another week of no rain in Manawatu, and significant concern for farmers. It's never easy when it's getting hotter and drier and you're starting to run out of feed about 3 weeks ahead of normal. Dairy cows are on high supplements. Feed crops are coming on early, so yields might be lower. The works are tight and cancelling space, meaning stock are having to be kept on farm, and that's stressful for farmers. It's the last thing they need at the moment.
A Wairarapa farmer says his farm's browned off with no effect of rain this week. His stock are in good condition, though, with lambs on a crop of rape and ewes on turnips. Fodder crops are holding but will be under stress in the dry. He's been drafting lambs for sale and trying to get cattle to the freezing works. And across the water to the south, apple picking's underway in the Nelson Motueka region. Early pears are coming off too. The plum and peach season's coming to an end, while apricot picking finished a couple of weeks ago. Apart from a light shower or two, there's been no rain to speak of this week, so irrigation systems are going full bore in orchards. Water rationing's in place across the Waimea Plains, and the fire risk is climbing.
Marlborough farms have turned golden brown. Our contact near Blenheim's had a mere 2 millimetres of rain this week. It's cooled off a bit too after temperatures reached 36 degrees earlier in the week. Stock are on slow summer rotation. In the province's vineyards, getting water to grapes is paramount now that they're starting to soften up. Rainfall at the head of the Wairau River had raised flow levels and might delay irrigation restrictions. A West Coast farmer in the Grey Valley was relieved to get some rain as it's been getting dry. This week there's 50 millimetres in the gauge. Cows are ticking along but not breaking any records. Tractor work's in full swing as farmers get last year's winter crops back into grass.
Canterbury's finally had some rain, with up to 20 millimetres falling this week after over a month with none. More is required to get pastures and winter feed crops growing. Feed levels remain tight, however, farmers expect grass to kick into gear quickly with the cooler temperatures and rain on irrigated land. Because of the dry conditions, freezing work space is limited, and that's also impacting prices for store and prime animals. Flooding in South Otago is starting to subside. A sheep and beef farmer near Balclutha recorded 185 millimetres of rain in 48 hours. He says he's never seen it fall with such intensity. 80 hectares of his land that borders the Clutha River were under 2 metres of water, but it's mostly gone now, and there's not too much damage apart from fences being clogged up with branches and residue carried by the fast river flows. A metre of water filled the covered yards around the shearing shed too, so shearing's on hold until they dry out. There's plenty of feed around though, so stock are doing okay.
Our contact at Waimahaka, just east of Invercargill in Southland, says due to the Matoura River flooding, Fonterra tankers haven't been able to reach his farm, and so far they've had to dump 21,000 litres of milk. The farm's had about 100 millimetres of rainfall, but the ground took most of it in as it was so dry. He says south of the hilly property, along the lower reaches of the Matoura, whitebaiting huts were totally submerged underwater. Another dairy farmer near Gore says he's lost 20 hectares of farmland along the Matoura River. Paddocks of grass are now covered in gravel and large rocks will need to be dug out. The flooding's destroyed hundreds of hectares of crops in the region and thousands of bales of baleage are believed to have been swept away. The farmer says he's only just getting his head around what's happened, but everyone's pulling together to support each other.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.